ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans freed in a prisoner swap with China after negotiations with Beijing that involved President Biden himself. ABC's Whit Johnson with more.
Three Americans who were detained in China stepping foot on home soil for the first time in years. Loved ones embracing on the tarmac as Mark Sweetan, Kai Lee, and John Leung all arrived at Joint Base San Antonio. All men part of a major prisoner swap between the U.S. and China, in which China also received three prisoners, including a spy captured by the FBI.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City kicking off now. The security is tight, but the NYPD says there are no credible or specific threats against the 2 million people expected along the parade route. With Americans expected to spend more than $40 billion in online shopping between now and Cyber Monday, some Amazon workers are set to walk off the job tomorrow. They're trying to force the retail giant to increase their pay. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and two ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers playing on Thanksgiving, a tradition that dates back to the 1920s. They host the Dolphins, who feature two of the fastest wide receivers, Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, led by quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
I mean, you'll see him throw the ball down the field and hit some big plays, but then you'll see a lot of catch and run. We're in rhythm. He's throwing the ball. And it's not just the receivers, it's the backs, too. You know, creating some mismatches, getting the ball in space, and letting their guys kind of catch and run. So they do a really good job with that.
College football, the Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers tomorrow at 11 a.m. Luke Fickell says he won't bring in a special speaker to explain the tradition of playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
I'm not a guy that brings in people to speak. You know, I mean, we've got guys within this program. We've got guys that it's meant the world to them. They've bled it. There's a lot of guys that you know, are new here that if they don't understand, shame on them, because we talked about it in fall camp. We talked about it in spring football.
That's head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high today, 31, with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a specially curated best of edition of Matinair on Air. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be with you soon.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Anyone who has experienced or been in the United States for any period of time and experienced this country's history and knows it cannot have believed that it would be easy to elect a woman president, let alone a woman of color. Mm-hmm. Let's just be clear. Mm-hmm. And nothing that was true yesterday about how flawlessly this campaign was run is not true now. I mean, this really was an historic, flawlessly run campaign.
You're so pretty.
Don't be nice to me. I'm not used to it. I will burst into tears at a moment's notice. Whatever you're feeling this morning, we're all feeling it too. We are going to open up these phone lines. I have not slept a wink. I was up all night.
I was looking at myself on the screen here. My face is like really puffy.
It's hard finding silver linings. The one thing I did say is it's a good thing I didn't throw out all of these protest T-shirts. This one, I'm saying I'm sorry about our president in every language to the entire world. All my Not My President T-shirts, I saved everything, which is good. Once Trump blows up the world economy, I won't be able to afford new resistance T-shirts. So... Oh my God, I'm feeling so fragile, Chris. We already talked. I had to come down before because it's just.
I saw you in your cozy your pajamas.
Yes. Another silver lining. Okay, we have Malcolm Nance has written another amazing piece. You know, I got no quit in me. I got to say that's the only thing about. Well, I've got no place else to go. Although I may be in Electric Lesbian Zoo, but I will try to broadcast.
I ain't gonna quit! I got nowhere else to go!
I will be broadcasting from whatever, you know, detention camp I'm in. I actually did talk to my best friend who in Australia, who does have room. But
she also has a spectacular rack.
Yes. But we're going to have her on the show, Dr. Wanda, because we're going to need some major psychotherapy as a country for a while. This is... Let yourself cry. Let yourself rage. We are all shocked, obviously. I mean, obviously the polls wrong again. I mean,
Iowa.
And you know, as Joy Reid just said, I mean, and David Axelrod said it too. I mean, clearly, I mean, there's so many things to talk about, but clearly racism and misogyny, you can't, did we have, David Axelrod real quick.
Let's be honest about this, okay? Let's be absolutely blunt about it. There were appeals to racism in this campaign, and there is racial bias in this country, and there is sexism in this country. And anybody who thinks that that did not in any way impact on the outcome of this race is wrong.
So beyond that, Chris, as we were saying, this is one of the other things that certainly has been in our craw for 11 billion years. It's misinformation and disinformation, and they have a whole ecosystem.
Sure.
And all the sound bites we laugh at, the good liars, like, oh, look at these morons, these maggots, and what they believe. Yep. They believe anything he says.
Yep.
They are fully in a cult. He ran on a solid wall of lies, and they believe him. They believe he's the victim of, every prosecution, every crime in every jurisdiction. They believe it's all a witch hunt because he said so. It's all, it is extraordinary. It's not even, I don't feel like it's a cult anymore. It's like mass psychosis or something. It is mass hypnosis, whatever you want to call it.
Same thing happened in Germany.
But they have a lot bigger. This is why, you know, we are so great. I know Wanda was like, you got to, you're mama. You're their pastor now. Because like, trust me, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I feel like bursting into tears. I'm scared, just like everybody is. But we got to fight. This is our country. When he said last night, oh, this is your country now. No, it's all of our country. He meant, oh, just you, white people, maggots.
Still fully half the country did not vote for
him. Thank you. And we are still here, and we still have to fight.
We are not a small minority here.
So, there's so many factors, obviously. We were saying, Chris, before the show, I think just unfairly, the Biden administration, which included Harris, got blamed for, quote-unquote, the economy, which is, and again, those of us that deal in facts are like, are you kidding me?
Right.
By every objective Trump is the one that wrecked the economy and Biden saved it.
Right.
And, you're just like, what? And as we were saying, inflation is back to the same rate as before the pandemic.
Never came back down.
Not by... Right. I guess who's the only one to put forth a plan for that? Kamala Harris,
yes.
For greedflation,
right.
And corporate price gouging and all,
right.
of that stuff that we all feel.
And Trump said, only I can save you from that. And so people believed him.
I know. I mean, it's... So anyway, part of what I was saying is just they... Also, look at Russia. Don't you feel like we're in a waking nightmare? We're in a recurring waking nightmare. We're in the sequel to a horror film where Russia helped again, except this time they had all these willing traitors on the right. All these same people I'm talking about that put out this disinformation. The right wingers, right? The Tim Pools and even the Joe Rogan. All of that stuff. It's just anti-vax conspiracy theories, nonsense. In many cases, piped to them by Russia. How about, yesterday, how many bomb threats were there that Russia was behind in Democratic leading? You don't know how many of those voters didn't. This is why I always said you need to vote early, because you didn't know what was going to happen on election day. You did not get hit by a bus and you voted.
I did.
But in a lot of...
I avoided every single bus.
This makes me insane every time I look at all these lines. They're like, oh, look at these lines. Like, it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. I don't understand why anybody... Honestly, Chris, I don't understand why anybody does that. Mail in your ballot or vote early. Why? I hate waiting in line. Why wait in line if you don't have to? All of these areas where the Russians had bomb threats, it served its purpose. It probably scared enough people in Democratic areas away from the polls. And again, it's not one factor. I'm not blaming just that.
But in some ways,
we do this every 4 years. We're idiots. We just go, I don't like the status quo. I don't know. Things are expensive. Let's go with something. And then we go back and forth. In 2 years, guess what? The Senate map leans toward us, so we could take the Senate back. In 4 years, he's going to be a disaster again. In 28, he can't run again, unless we're in full-on dictatorship.
I was telling you this morning, I was talking with a friend of mine, and he brought up the Carter analogy. Carter was blamed for the sky-high prices, and then Ronald Reagan came by and said, I will fix it.
Yeah.
And that's how he got it. I think the same thing happened here.
I just talked to Gray Davis at the Kamala Harris event here. Remember? And I said, Enron, you got blamed for that. And that was bull.
Yeah.
And he said to me, that was bull. But again, part of it is what we always talk about, Chris. We got to learn to fight like alpha liberals. I mean, my friend asked me, why didn't we expand the Supreme Court? We better learn how to use every tool in the toolbox, because they don't play fair.
I've been saying that for a really long time, that we really need to alpha liberal this stuff.
Right. I mean, anyway, where was I? Yeah, the status quo and the economy, and it's not fair. And who was it? Oh, our friend John Pavlovitz said, sadly, it seems like having Biden stay in the race would have been the only way to have given us a President Harris, misogyny and racism for the win. And I don't know if you remember I said that, Chris, on the air, because you remember I was one of the people saying I didn't think Biden should get out. I said, I think because I'm aware fully of the misogyny and the racism. And I thought, I think the only way we get right now a black female president is, I thought Biden would get reelected, and at some point, if his choosing, step down and appoint her. I thought she'd do a great job. America could get used to it. The black lady president, ooh, boogity boogity. But I know what you were going to say. I don't know that Biden wouldn't want to be either. It was the same crosswinds. It was the same crosswinds and the economy and then the whole. And the mainstream media. The mainstream media didn't help. They jumped on his. Yep, granted he had a bad debate, but you know they basically pushed him out because you know the pressure became so intense on him on the Democratic Party.
At least there was a lot of excitement behind Kamala. Yeah. I don't think there was that same kind of excitement behind Biden. There wasn't
Now we're all in
Kamala.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Yeah, somebody was like, oh, she should have separated herself more from Biden. Well, he has a historically successful administration. What is she supposed to do?
She was a part of his administration. So to talk bad about your boss in front of the world.
Yeah. And she was a loyalist, and that's a good quality.
Sure.
I mean, just that, you know.
Trump is requiring loyalists.
Not like that. Yeah. I mean, I was saying that, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell, who kind of knows a thing or two about political history, that's what he said. That's what he said back when. He said, historically, this would be suicidal to replace a candidate this late. And that's the other thing, is she had the shortest runway. I know thought, like, oh, this is great. It's a much shorter campaign. Not enough for the American people to find out what issues are really resonating, to get to know her, all of that stuff. It's, you know, it's like he's the devil they know, I guess.
He is.
And they have some, you know, like they've been struck in the head that, oh, yeah, things were better. I don't know, bacon was cheaper or something. I mean, it's, but anyway, it's just everything. It's all of it. It's the mainstream media. It's the information ecosystem we live in. It was profoundly depressing.
Stuff like Joe Rogan. I saw so many people say that they voted for Trump because Joe Rogan endorsed him. I saw so many people say that in line yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like,
And now Bobby Kennedy's going to be in charge of health and we're going to all die of bird flu. So we have that to look forward to. Okay. Am I going to be like Suzanne Plouchette getting my eyeball pecked out?
Pecked out.
Or are there actual birds in bird flu or are they just pass it?
No, well, I mean.
See, at some point
we
will discover our humor and our humanity again.
We're laughing already. Come on.
About me getting my eyeball pecked out from bird flu?
It's funny.
Because crazy Bobby Kennedy's in charge?
Well, because Suzanne Plouchette. That's why.
Oh, God. What was I saying? Oh. Oh, yes, the dude bro. Crazy, and that, like we've been saying too, it's just how many people have become crazy conspiracy theorists because of this weird disinformation ecosystem that's been created. What's happening? Is there bad news on your phone? What's going on?
No, it's okay.
Can there be any worse news? What else could happen?
I don't know.
Could be worse. Could be raining. Okay, where was I?
Do you want a break?
Oh no, it's just it makes sense to me. His share of the Hispanic vote moved the needle in some places. The guy that started with Mexicans, all Mexicans are rapists, and ended with Puerto Ricans are garbage.
I think that comes down to the economy, too.
Right, and that's the other thing, is I keep saying, no one is for illegal immigration. They're saying, you know, people that are here legally don't like it either. Nobody likes it. We could have fixed it. But he's the one that killed the bill, and now he's going to go, look, I fixed it. He's going to pass the exact same bill and go, look, see, I fixed it. Oh.
That's what he promised to do.
Everybody wants to fix it. Everybody's been wanting to fix our broken immigration system forever. This bill would have gone a long way toward that, which is, anyway, I'm sputtering now.
Oh. All right. Do you want a break?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can take some calls.
Yeah, hey,
you could talk people down.
Let's be honest about
it. It makes no sense, right? The whole, like, in the places where, you know, access to abortion won, they still voted for Trump and for the senator that's going to enact a national abortion ban. It makes sense to me, like I'm five.
Abortion won in more states than lost.
Right, and then in the same states they voted for Trump, who will enact a national abortion ban. I can't. Okay.
Lauren Boebert won, too. Someone asked me on Threads this morning, did Lauren Boebert win? And I had to look it up. And I'm like, oh.
She is willing to reach across the aisle to create jobs, if you know what I mean. Okay. That's the only way we're going to... By the way, can I just say, this is yesterday when I thought it was over.
Oh, boy.
Somebody, oh, Matt retweeted one of his troths yesterday, and he said, I'm really going to miss Trump's fireside chats that never failed to comfort and reassure a weary nation. His all caps, did you see his all caps?
I did.
I was not performing oral sex on my mic, folks. I was pretending to eat a corn dog while waiting for the totally incompetent crew to fix my mic. This is pure election interference, fake news. Yeah, remember how it was rigged and they were sealing it yesterday, and then that just magically, and then not anymore? Yeah, okay.
We're not going to call that, because we believe in free and fair
election. Next president of the United States said that about oral sex on his microphone.
He was eating a corn dog. Right. I don't think he's ever eaten a corn dog in his life. I would love a corn dog right now.
Let's pause. All right, we're gonna open up the phone lines. We have our regular Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Alzeraqui. Malcolm Nance has written an amazing call to action.
And Ruth Pundit is also going to call.
Yes. Anyone that wants to call and vent. America has a full craw. I'm your craw emptier. 20 minutes.
Are you taking on that mantle?
Uh-huh. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Listen, is this going to be more important than ever to feel like you can make a difference in the world? We're feeling hopeless and helpless right now. We're not. You can do business with companies that share your values. They are America's only progressive phone company. They give money to all the causes that are desperately going to need it now, right? Planned Parenthood, Reproductive Freedom for All, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives. When you join Credo, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Is switching so easy? Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Do it. Go over to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. It helps keep us alive and you.
Yeah.
Learn more at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com.
Moving on to new business, what active unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most loved gifts sell out this holiday season. One of my favorite Christmas memories is curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights filling the room, and feeling completely at peace. Cozy Earth helps you recreate that magic by transforming your home into a sanctuary, a haven of calm amidst life's chaos. Their bamboo sheet set is the ultimate in luxury, designed to be incredibly breathable. It keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. With a durable weave guaranteed to last 10 years, it's a thoughtful gift everyone will love and use every day. And for those slow, cozy holiday mornings, Cozy Earth's long sleeve bamboo pajama set are a must have. Luxuriously soft and stylish, they are perfect for lounging in total comfort while making lasting memories with loved ones. You want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I
want to see you be brave. What you want to say. Good choice.
Thank you.
Oh, the search for a new theme song. Maybe it's this. Who knows?
I think you should go back to We're Not Going to Take It.
Fighter, Christina Aguilera.
Fighter.
Vote now, everybody. Okay. Is it really where you are? Okay. I'm sorry.
You have tons of people who want to talk to you.
So the exit polling real quick. Economy, not the top issue. So here's the thing, like everyone doing their Monday morning quarterbacking.
Sure.
Preserving democracy edged it out. But here's what I mean about the disinformation system, Chris, is he's convinced his people we're the threat to democracy based on nothing,
right?
Based on that it's, that he's being persecuted, that he's the victim, that, you know, it's I don't know all the craziness. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, Joe Biden are prosecuting him on all of these state, local, amazing multitude of crimes. 35% said democracy mattered most to their vote. And it went, again, both ways, right? A lot of us, it mattered to us.
Sure.
Yeah. 31% said the economy, abortion was only 14%, immigration only 11%.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Patrice in Oakland. Hey, Patrice.
Good morning.
Hi.
This is a real sad day in America. I'm a black woman voter, and I was talking to a bunch of black women in a forum this morning.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a minute before black women is on the front lines fighting for America.
Listen, we're all winded. I mean, women voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, Hispanic people that got called, you know, rapists and garbage voted for him.
Yeah.
I mean, and trust me, the fact that women, somebody tweeted Patrice. They said, you know, I know that some men hate women. I didn't realize that some women hate women. You know, I mean, they're.
Mm-hmm.
It is that.
But it's just America showed, as a black woman, America showed me what they really think of me. And it's a lot of us are upset by this, but we're going to see American carnage. And unfortunately,
and by the way, I don't blame you, because she ran a flawless campaign. She was a fantastic candidate, and he is literally the worst human on the planet.
He's garbage.
And a criminal. And so, you're right. I mean, how can you not say this was racism and misogyny? Is certainly a large part of it. So I'm sorry we let you down again, black ladies. I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. It's just that it's hurtful. But
I know. You know what?
Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries, he's going to be, I think they got the House. If I'm not mistaken, the Democrats have the House, right?
Not yet. Still hopeful. Hang in there. Have a cry. Dust yourself off. Bob Seska next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. All over the country, there will inevitably be political conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table. And for lots of families, there are people on both sides of the aisle, making it a tense situation. Therapist Emma Nadler said if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause. Maybe pitch in with the dishes or take a walk, rather than let things get too contentious.
Anyone can say and do things they regret, and it takes at least 20 minutes of non-activating conversation to get back to your baseline regulation.
Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you're not alone, but a new survey includes some other food surprises. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. One result which may not be surprising: the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. Good news, though, for areas with road construction. Wisconsin DOT said road work will stop at noon on Wednesday and resume on December 2nd. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high today, 31, with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Mm-hmm. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We need to be really, I think, vigilant and important in telling people and reminding people that until all the votes are counted and there's an actual call made, we don't have an outcome. And people going home at Howard, my concern would be that it feeds a disinformation, sort of doom loop that could be exploited by those who've been exploiting this campaign. We've had Russia, someone maybe with a Russia, VPN or maybe in Russia calling in death threats. And those death threats are going, let's be clear, minority black and indigenous counties.
Ay, ay, ay. I feel Patrice in Oakland's pain, I got to tell you. Bob, do you mind if we go jingle-less? It doesn't really feel very jingly this morning. Good morning. Oh, we have to plug Bob in. Sorry. Sorry about that. Okay. Are we on Free Speech TV, or did they take us off the air already?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Stephanie. Not a great morning. I don't know why I said that. Just a random pleasantry.
Yeah. Yeah.
To start the conversation. It's not a great morning. This is absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
The first thing that occurred to me this morning, I went to bed. We went to bed at about midnight last night.
I didn't sleep at all. I was up all night. I couldn't. Every time I tried to, shut the TV off,
It was a terrible night's sleep. It was one of those things where stress just ends up shutting you down.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It was one of those weird biological things.
I was having chest pain. I was literally oh, when will I know if it's ER time? Yeah, no, it was, and Bob, as we were saying about the polling, here we go again, the polls were wrong. This, gold standard pollster in Iowa, the people that you and I have trusted, I want to get your take on that, on what you think. I mean, because were people even more embarrassed this time to admit they were voting for Trump now that he's a felon and a rapist? Or I don't know what it is, why the polls once again were so off.
Yeah, it boggles the mind. I've been following the polls, much to the chagrin of the listeners of my show, and I've been closely watching how things have been going, watching the trend lines, watching the aggregators who accumulate all the polls and then churn them through their meat grinder and then comes out the other side with some sort of prediction. And one of the things I noticed was a huge lead for Kamala Harris coming out of that September debate.
Yeah.
And what I thought
she crushed him. Yeah. I mean,
yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
We're not a normal universe anymore, Bob.
There's something about the way the news is delivered in this country.
Yes.
We've talked about the political press and the worst year for the political press that I've ever observed. And obviously what we're seeing now, I think, are some of the ramifications of that. I'm not going to leave this exclusively at the feet of the political press. They're not exclusively to be blamed in this.
Right.
But I think they were part of this, sane-washing Donald Trump. And then the fact that so many people were able to just move on from that debate performance. You saw the numbers, looking at 538, for example, and their chart. You saw the numbers begin to slip back toward Donald Trump. It's this theory that I have that's so immensely frustrating, but it kind of describes what we've all witnessed, which is that it seems like we just have to constantly pump the air into a tire that has a hole in it, because otherwise if we stop, it deflates.
They normalized him so long ago, it's just a numbness. I mean, I was talking to my best friend last night. I was like, oh, someone in Australia, they're up, because no one would was up East or West Coast, only me. But, she was saying it's also just been a rejection of experts. I mean, how many times on your show and my show have we said, oh, my God, every military expert that worked with him, every general, every psychiatrist, every economist. And it just, I think at some point it really was just a big you vote. They don't care about expertise. It's like, F you. We only believe what Donald Trump says. We don't.
Yes, yes.
We don't care you're all establishment and corrupt and whatever Trump tells them. You're all fake news. All the people signing, sending these air raid siren warnings, right?
It's the often discussed cultural rot that we face in this country. People who have lost respect for political institutions, who allow things like hate and selfishness to rule their democratic decisions, their small d democratic decisions.
Yeah.
And that's what I think maybe is the centerpiece of this election, that, experts be damned, the warnings be damned.
Yeah.
We're going with hate and selfishness. Hate in terms of we hate women and we especially hate women of color.
Yeah.
And then selfishness insofar as well, you know, the prices and bacon and things and that was, you know, the economic concern that's coming out of the exit polls.
Bob, but, you're right. I talked to my friend about this in the middle of the night. It's his selfishness has become half the country's selfishness now. It's you know, right. I heard, was it Michael Steele talking about student debt relief? People don't want that because, you know, they worked hard and they don't have to pay off your debt. It's like they don't have a sense that we live in a society and that would help society and help, you know, help the economy, help kids be able to get on their feet, buy a house, maybe all of that stuff. You know, we always say on this show, none of us have kids. We pay taxes so your kids can go to school because we live in a society. But, you know, they've sort of, but you're absolutely right. It's the whole like, oh, student debt, I don't want to pay. You know, what was the other thing? Oh, I don't want, you know, somebody said, Joe Scarborough was back to screaming his right wing. For 85% of the country doesn't want trans people to play sports, you know, because it plays into their grievance and they're and it's like what tiny percentage of people are even affected by that. But it's like, oh, you know, it's not fair to my kid. But it's just he really does. He plays into all of their grievances, you know, even like other brown people, like you were saying, the Hispanic vote. You're like, oh, he doesn't mean me. You know, he's not going to deport me. He's talking about other people, right?
Yeah, yeah. Even though in that process, there will be so many Latino citizens who will be caught up in the dragnet because they have similar names or the same names or they appear similarly. We've seen this with profiling throughout the history of racial profiling, where the wrong people end up getting swept up in the undertow.
Yeah.
And this is a situation, Stephanie, where I think a lot of people decided with immense naivete that, okay, well, if things go haywire, we can hold Donald Trump accountable. The levers of government will continue to function. We can he'll be done in 4 years and that'll be fine and we'll get it out of our system.
God.
And that'll be it.
I don't know what kind
of justifications are happening, but they're all rationalizations that have no place.
Wasn't the gaslighting
in our current politics
complete when he came out last night? It was like, now we can begin the healing. uniting. I'm like, he just called Nancy Pelosi a bitch and Kamala Harris trash.
Yeah.
A vice president. It was the entire campaign of name calling. And oh, you're going to lead the healing and the unity. Since when?
And after all the things that we've witnessed for so many years now, 10 years now, people are still believing what he says about healing or about kids going to school and getting gender reassignment surgeries at their local public school, for God's sake. And people believe that. Yeah. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard from, friends and family members and so forth on social media and elsewhere. Is that true, what he said? Is that?
And it didn't.
And go, of course it's not true.
It didn't start now. People believed that Hillary Clinton was running a child sex ring in a pizza parlor basement. You know?
Yeah.
Which I think, again, you know, and it's only gotten worse. I mean, you've tweeted, Bobby Kennedy said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. And you said, way to take responsibility for your grifter slide into kooky bro fascism. I mean, what a disgrace. Yeah. And what a bunch of freaks on that. What a Star Wars bar scene last night. Yeah. Oh my God. There's, you know, wife beater Dana White getting up to speak. Corey Lewandowski, who's also assaulted a female reporter. Yeah. There's Roger Stone, fresh out of prison from whenever. Stephen Miller, baby Goebbels. Who else was up there? I mean, oh my God. Bob,
I don't want to lay the blame at any kind of entertainment, but there's a thing that's happened in the last 25 years, and this is not the centerpiece of the problem, but it's maybe something that's helped desensitize a lot of people. We've seen in the last 25 years a rise of the anti-hero in our pop culture, the rise of the reality show villain, who's always the more entertaining character on the reality show. Pick your random Real Housewives series and you'll see that exemplified.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a certain strain of Americanism right now, American perception of right and wrong, that says, well, you know, if it's entertaining, it's fine. If it's, as long as we're, you know, not bored with what's going on, that's okay. And that's permissible. And it's absolutely not in any way, shape or form.
Yeah.
I think the fallout of this, I can't even begin to contemplate the ramifications of this predicament that we find ourselves in once again.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a lawless president now. We're talking about a guy who's going to come in with immunity granted from the Supreme Court. If people think the guardrails are
Joe Biden
to
ought to do something with that fancy immunity for the next 3 months, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying here to find some sort of path forward so
yeah.
we can exist as people
yeah,
who follow this for a living and love the United States, love America. You know, one of the things that has occurred to me, and I'm all over the place and I apologize, but I think Chris can attest to this. There is this new rising kind of bro culture yep. in this country yeah. that I think has driven. I think Joe Rogan is an avatar for that.
I was just going to bring that up, Bob, quickly, yeah. if I can just jump in. This is what I was just going to say, because you were just at Sexy Liberal Saturday night. That's the thing yeah. that drives me crazy, is always it's a backlash against, you know, woke and being politically correct. Have you ever seen a Sexy Liberal show? Do you think that seems woke and prissy and politically correct? It's outrageous. It's dirty sometimes. It's nobody, you know, what do we always say? You know, we're too liberal for
sure.
conservatives and
right.
too politically incorrect for liberals. We're theoretically yeah. a show that appeals to no one. But, you know,
right.
we have a sense of humor on our side. We just don't punch down. We just don't, you
yeah.
know, punch gay people and brown people and trans kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking about this with Mark Hamill, in fact, backstage. We were talking about yeah. the anti-woke comics that have arisen in the last
yeah.
5-10 years and how toxic they are, you know, making comedy, hack
yeah.
comedy.
I guess people are all in for Madison Square Garden, what happened. We thought, you know, normal,
yeah.
decent people would be repulsed, but I guess people were like, yay for that.
Yeah, it's baffling. When we started to see the returns come in and, you know, Kornacki was doing his thing that was every time he would appear on screen,
he was giving
it was stressing
me
out. Yeah, yeah, it was a whole lot of Kornacki, like way too much Kornacki last night.
Yeah.
And I think the political press in this country needs to be more aware of what they're doing and the ramifications of what they're doing and how it affects the psychology of those of us who rely on them for factual
yeah.
information.
And by the way, stop with the diners again. You know, why don't you
yeah.
do some self-reflection on how the mainstream media helped us get here and normalize
yeah.
him and sane wash him, as you said, Bob. I mean, here's another example. Just yesterday, in his final campaign rally, he said 100% of the jobs that were created by Kamala Harris in the past year went to migrants, not to people. First of all, migrants, not people, obviously. He said 100% of the net jobs created in the last year have gone to migrants. Think of that. 100%. And the crowd booed. Because
yeah.
they believe him.
Right, right. And we imagine that this is only poison that's going into the minds of his disciples. But it's actually, it seeps out to everyone. It's like, I'm sure there are normal people who aren't part of the MAGA movement who are like, is that true? 100% of the jobs went to migrants? Is that real?
Only
can't
a media
that.
Like we have and a disinformation system like we have, which
that's
is
right.
deliberate, Fox News
yeah.
and these right-wing douche bros, whatever they're called. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could we get where we are today? And so, like, do some self-reflection. Don't just say, here's what the Democratic Party needs to do. Like, yeah, we all need to self-reflect
right.
on what happened
well,
yesterday. But, you know,
really need to do is figure out how to combat this. We can't just
yeah.
sit here and complain about
yeah.
it. We have to figure out how to fight this.
This is the other thing
mm-hmm.
he said. He said, these
that's
are depression-type
right.
numbers, and then we're heading into if she's elected. If she's elected, we're talking about a 1929-style depression. He's the one that wrecked the economy and lost more jobs than Herbert Hoover. He's,
yeah.
I mean, it's like he ran on nothing but lies. And I'm
yeah.
just saying we have an ecosystem that amplifies it and allows it. You know, Fox News and the right-wingers parrot his lies, and the rest of the media both sides it and same washes it, right?
That's absolutely right. And we have a few months here in the remaining time with Joe Biden as president of the United States. And I hope whatever guardrails can be reinforced between now and January are reinforced. I hope that everything turns out well with the House to at least block any sort of legislative roadmap for Donald Trump. However, he's going to act as an autocrat. He's going to be an authoritarian. He doesn't need Congress to do
yeah.
some of his worst things. He just won't be able to at least legally repeal anything.
And everybody has an opinion. I mean, there's obviously people that are you know, feel the worst is going to happen. And I don't know if you saw, I happened to see Lawrence O'Donnell last night, but there's a lot of things he doesn't think he's going to do or be able to do. So let's hope so.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, our friend John Fugelsang has the same outlook as far as Donald Trump being an incompetent person who, even though he promised to do a lot of things last time around, he was unable to do those things for whatever reason.
Yeah.
This is going to be a little different because there's not the same
Lawrence
people
was saying
surrounding him.
He didn't think he would do a national abortion ban because even they can see the numbers on all these. Because even the ones where it didn't pass, it got 58%. It's like, oh, it didn't get to the 60%. But that's the majority of people. You know, and so
Florida, unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's a whole can of worms down there going on.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Knowing the success of 2022 in reaction to the Dobbs decision, I thought that would carry over this year, and it clearly has not. It wasn't enough, at least.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got women bleeding out, and still, women voted for Trump. It is just.
Yeah.
It's astounding. All right. Kiss Kimberly for me. And for once, I mean that in a sweet way, not in a
You mean it in a little bit of a dirty way.
No, I don't have the energy to be sleazy this morning.
How about a little of both? I can handle both.
I think you can.
When I don't even have enough energy to be slutty, you know it's a bad day for America.
See, we're laughing.
Yeah.
We're laughing, Stephanie.
I love you, Bob.
America has to laugh.
Yes.
Oh my God! You posted my favorite picture of us backstage at Sexy Liberal, by the way, with you and Chris's enormous friend. I just said I looked like I was at Chippendales on Land of the Giants. I'm standing in between these two. All right, go to Bob's Instagram.
Yes.
All right, love you.
Okay,
honey.
Thanks, Bob.
Love
Hang
you.
In there.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I mean, when Cozy Earth, it said, you know, having a heart, but even that's not helping. You know, it's a bad night. Mm-hmm. But at least I was snuggled. It was soft and temperature regulating for my waking nightmare, my horror movie sequel last night. Cozy Earth bamboo sheet set. Oh, my God. I got a new comforter. I haven't put it on yet. I can't wait. I have a duvet cover. It is so soft. So
finally,
luxurious.
Not silly.
My Cozy Earth women's bamboo pajamas, which I came down here in this morning.
I saw you. They were.
To weep silently with you. Yes, but didn't I look stylish?
I made you laugh then, too.
Yes, you did.
Okay, see? Mm.
Okay, temperature regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. 10-year warranty. Everybody loves getting these gifts. The holidays are coming up. We can have nice things. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's a nice thing. Up to 40% off. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by my insomnia that led to Bonnie and Clyde's insomnia last night. I gave Mr. and Mrs. Kisses more kisses than usual, and they were like, "Mommy, why aren't we sleeping tonight? Can you turn the TV off?"
Yeah.
I couldn't because I was in my waking nightmare. However, I could make sure they had Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, so then everything's okay.
Sure.
Dogs are like that. You're just like, oh, okay, well, as long as we get the Dr. Marty's food. It is like crack. Even persnickety dogs love this fall. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, it's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. It shouldn't be like, you know, like when you see something that says like butter-like substance.
No.
Or meat meal, things like that. That's not the actual thing. This is the actual meat. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients.
Freeze-dried.
Whole bunch of other superfoods, kale, sweet potatoes, you name it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Oh, dear. Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Boo, boo, boo.
Did you get home okay?
Hi.
Did you get home okay?
Got home okay. Yeah, thank you. I did. Yes, I got home barely okay. Just completely bewildered, and my cat is not feeling well. He hates when I leave, and so I feel I have to get him to the vet. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. I mean, and I'm terrified, and it is the media. A friend of mine just sent me a text. In 2020, 81 million Democrats voted, and 74 million Republicans. In 2024, 66 million Democrats and 71 million. There was a drop in Republican votes and a huge drop in Democratic votes. Yeah. Where did 15 million Democratic votes go? There's something off about this. I know.
We're going to be grappling with this for a while. We've got Malcolm Nance coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.